There we go. Members, we will call this Conference Committee meeting of House Bill 188 to order. Will Secretary please take the roll?
Senator Glimb.
Here.
Senator Vance.
Here.
Senator Morjo.
Here.
Representative Logie.
Here.
Representative Holmland.
Here.
Representative Fern.
Here.
All right, members, we can make this a little bit more painless. So this is just a conference committee, so the only thing we can adjust are the facts of the amendment. So we can't change the categories. We can't change the poundages of vehicles. The only thing we can do is adjust that dollar amount. Free conference committee. I would, and I have talked with the sponsor of the bill, and I think we have agreement to move to 200 on the lightest vehicle, and leave the rest the same. Is that correct or not?
Mr. Chair, since we have to leave it as is, I had mentioned on the 400 if we could drop that back down on that. That's line 6, where it went from 250 to 400.
Representative, what class does that cover? What class does that particular one cover? I know what the first one was.
Yeah, that class covers from 6,000 pounds up to 26,000 pounds. It's one full gap. But the idea there is, with my idea on that, is that you still have some pickups in that category. You've got some 3/4 tons, you have some 1 tons, and then you also have some box vans that would be like the delivery trucks in town. And those box vans would be heavier, but they would get less mileage, but they probably wouldn't put the miles on.
Okay, so the small one, you want to go from 250 down to 200.
200 would be...
About the ones we were just talking about?
Yeah, and that, to me, I would say we need to sit right around 350 to 375. I think is what I mentioned to you in the hallway the other day. Okay. I was hoping we could split, but since we can't, we have to deal with what we deal with.
So, Mr. Chairman, what are your thoughts?
So I would suggest we go 200 for the so if we're looking at the amendment, the page 1 of the amendment, if we take item 5 and put that at 200 and take item 6 and go 375. I think those are that heavyweight range, and it's still up there to something that's pretty heavy. So I think that's important that we're getting a little bit more out of them, because they're going to have the capacity to run that extra weight, and that is weight is what wears roads.
And it's the fuel mileage, Mr. Chair. The other, I can handle if the committee wants to. I could see going down even to 190 on that first weight class, but just because some of the mileages that I've run.
I have a question and some comments, Mr. Chair, if I can.
Senator.
So when I'm trying to figure out the numbers here, because when you, whether it's a diesel truck or a gas-powered car, the average in Montana for, if you take the average mileage, which is 12,896.
Where did you get that number?
Montana Department of Transportation 2019 numbers.
From
their website.
Well, I understand that, but where did they get the numbers?
I don't know. I've never investigated MDT.
Okay. Well, Senator, I ask because until I started doing this, which I sometimes wonder why I did, but that's another subject. I spent my whole life in the automobile industry, and we have books that we use to develop values for used vehicles, and those books a long time ago showed a higher average mileage, yearly mileage, than the number you just gave me, and so that's why I was okay. Asking where they got it.
Yeah, I don't know how they come up with the numbers at MDT. Okay. I know that their average, they said from 2019, I'm guessing it for 2020 was much lower because people weren't driving during 2020 as much as they normally do, but the average was 12,892 miles. well, as of 2019.
If you don't know, you don't know. I understand that. I just thought maybe you knew where they got them from.
Yeah.
Is that per capita?
Yeah, that's for everybody. Everybody who drives in Montana, that is the average. The average miles per gallon, this is through the EPA data, is 24.9. And if you divide that number by that 24.9, that's 517 gallons per year. And then if you tax that at the tax rate of Montana for fuel, which is 0.3275, that's actually $169.56 per year. You know, obviously there's some people who are driving more, there's some people driving less, but we don't know what people are driving. So we're trying to extrapolate and identify the average of what the average Montanan is driving. And that's why the 170 number to me makes sense. I did do this for diesel too, and if you take the same numbers and you times it by, you know, the fuel tax for diesel, it's 0.302 cents in Montana, which is 165, or sorry, it's 0.302 cents for diesel, so it's $156.36 on average. And I know that some are probably driving more, some are driving less, but I think setting it at 170 makes sense, because now we are capturing, even if you took the average numbers, whether we like those numbers or not, that's what people are saying people are driving in Montana, that average of almost 13,000 miles. We're getting at 170. Even if it's diesel drivers, it's less. And so it seems like that is a more fair number. And I actually think that if we ever do come back in and we were to tax fuel or adjust fuel or diesel, we could just adjust that number again for that $170. Now, the question I had on this, the heavy truck bus for trucks with a capacity in excess of 1 ton, when I researched 1 ton, typically that's load weight in the bed or that a truck tows, because 1 ton is 2,000 pounds, right? So, and when it says with a capacity in excess of 1 ton and has a manufacturer gross vehicle weight of 26,000 pounds or less, I was a little bit confused on what that was trying to capture, I guess, because it could pull in trucks that way, heavy trucks, bus or logging trucks that way, 3,000 pounds if it wasn't clarified. I know that's not part of our the amendment that's on this particular page that we're working on, but that does give me a little bit of concern, which is why I think we're talking about trucks that tow or bed weight is 1 ton. Is that correct, Representative Logie?
Senator, usually the way you look at the classification of trucks, you look in the door of the truck and it usually has a curb weight. The curb weight is the weight you would buy the truck at sitting in the lot empty. And that's the weight, that's where that 6,000, that's a curb weight. When you get up to the 3/4 ton pickup, their curb weight is higher than a half ton pickup. But this isn't dealing with the load capacity, or well, it's a load capacity, but it's not a loaded weight truck.
Okay.
It's the sitting empty truck that you can take off the lot.
Okay. So when I, Mr. Chairman, Representative Logie, when I was researching, the heaviest truck on the market it's an F-450 crew cab, and that's around 8,600 pounds, I think, for the dually weight. Without it being a dually, it's around 8,300 pounds. So I don't know. And those trucks are still being, you know, they're being pulled into the average of what, 12,892, you know, at the average gas at the tax rate for fuel, the average miles per gallon, and at the average miles people drive per year, which is why I just think I'm not opposed to people paying for road use. I think this bill becomes very difficult to, and I know you've worked on this for two sessions, and it is hard, because vehicles, like, for example, my wife probably drove a couple hundred miles last year in her electric car. You know, there might be someone who drives, you know, 20,000, but now she's being tagged, where normally if she went and fueled up, She would pay for her road use through that fuel tax and the maintenance that would go into that. But, you know, she's going to have to pay for the average for all those people who might drive in excess. And I think when I was talking to industry folks, there's not a single electric truck right now, fully electric truck in the state of Montana. I think there's roughly 934 electric cars, SUV car type vehicles in Montana right now. So I don't know. I think for me, what I just keep coming back to is that the average people in Montana are paying is $169.56 for their fuel tax in the state of Montana, and the average for diesel is $156.36. That's why I just think 170, rounding up to simply 170, seems to be a very fair place to capture those average vehicles. 170 or 175 would be very close and assure that we're capturing everybody unless they drive more or less.
Representative Fern.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Senator Vance.
Representative Fern.
It's your mic, please, for the people online. Thank you.
To expound upon your data when you were in the biz, how far off did you find the averages are from what Senator Morjo is finding from MDT?
Where? Considerably. The average 10 years ago, when I got out of the industry, the average for a passenger car was considered by the industry to be 15,000 miles a year. So when you take it up 10 years, I don't know what it is now, but that's what it was 10 years ago.
The other thing I would say, Representative Fern, is that, and I think we're going to have to just agree to that we all disagree on what the numbers are. And I've found two from the same source. I've found a per capita miles driven and a per licensed driver miles, and those differed by about 3,500 miles per year. So if you're looking at it, miles driven per capita, you've got per capita, per every person in the state of Montana is, mm-hmm. you're talking about a lot of people that don't have a driver's license. And so I think that bears into this number that we're looking at. And I think the other thing you can look at is, well, it doesn't. When you go to buy a used car, they've always got way more miles on them than years they are old. I mean, if you try and multiply that out by 13,000 miles a year, you don't find very many cars that are, you know, 4 years old and have that many miles on them. They've always got way more miles than that. So I think we're probably just going to have to agree to disagree on that fact. So to try and bring us to some kind of conclusion, Representative Logan.
Can I write my figures up on the board? Would that help anybody, what I had figured?
Well, like the chairman said, I mean, I think we're going to have to, as he put it, agree to disagree.
And that's a variance. I've got a variance of the miles, and so that runs a little bit of a range.
I think we're just going to have
to. You had indicated that you and the chairman had agreed on 200.
I'd said we needed to at least split the difference, yes. I'd like to be down to 190.
So I'd put forward a motion to move Section 5 to 200 and Section 6 to 375.
And I would like to see a movement on line, or Part 7. 1,500 might be a little high. Put that at 1,200 if you... On the amendment number 7.
Those are the heavy trucks. Everybody's...
We don't have them.
I don't know.
We don't have them yet, but I'm just...
We don't have them yet.
In the future, we should be having some, and we don't have good mileage figures for sure on that. That really ranges. We have a variance of mileage right now, figures on cars and pickups, but the trucks really ranges in miles. I know we have an input here that there was a little pushback from the governor's office on some of these high fees, too, whether that's a consideration.
Depends on who you ask.
I know. That's what I say, whether that's a consideration.
So, Mr. Chairman, what are your thoughts? Because we probably should make sure his bill either passes or get back to the floor. Representative, run the numbers by again. The 200, give or take, would work on 5, and on 6 you want, what, 375 instead of 400?
Yes.
Okay, and then at least on 7 you want 1,200 instead of 1,500.
Go 13? We go 13 on 7?
Yeah, if we don't, we aren't charging any.
Okay, so we're at 200, 375, and 1,300.
I know we'll get a little pushback.
Mr. Chair, I would still, for that entry-level one, I would still say we should probably be more around the number of 170 or even 175, which would be smack dab in the middle of 200 and 150. I'm doing your Facebook bartering online yard sale thing right now. When all else, you just bargain in the middle of stuff, right? But no, I think that number is it's a true working number that we start from, and we can always adjust it. We can come back next session when we actually, you know, 175 is actually right in the middle of 150 and 200 where we started. I think that holds true. It captures that number, all those numbers that I just rattled off earlier on the average, what the average Montanan is paying is right around 170. I think that's a fair and reasonable number. I think 150 was actually reasonable because what we've seen with these vehicles is that they're driven less. They're typically used for urban driving, not long distance driving in Montana. So I would say that they drive less on average. So I do think that would be more than, I don't think it's fair, but I still think that would be, you know, more palatable for industry folks who supported the 175, actually supported the 170 number, but I think would be okay with coming to the 175 number.
Senator Vance.
Kind of think we're to the point where somebody needs to make a motion and then we see where people stand, because we could discuss this. Well, it doesn't get dark till 8 o'clock, so yeah, we're fine.
if you don't mind, Mr. Chair, I'd run figures was from 12,000 miles up to 15,000 miles at the 25 miles per gallon, and that range ran me from $157 up to $196. Comparable, you know, at the 15,000 mile range. So just those are the rough figures that I have.
Yeah, and that's why it seemed to me that 200 was pretty acceptable given the numbers that you're talking about.
And I think 175 would be smack dab in the middle of those numbers, that range that you just shared. So if the committee, I would make a motion to have a conceptual amendment for that 250 to be amended to the 175.
All right, we have a motion on the table. Roll call vote. No.
Senator Vance.
No.
Senator Morgeau.
Yes.
Representative Logie.
I'm going to say no. I'd like to split that once more.
Representative Holmland.
No.
Representative Fern.
Yes.
One senator votes yes and two no. One representative votes yes and two no.
Motion fails.
Could I make a motion to make that 185, split the difference? Do we want to split up the amendments? I'll make that motion and leave that if
I
want to make it a full. Yeah. I can make it full.
I would rather we just get it done.
Okay. So make that.
Go 185 and then we can be done. I like 180.
My motion, I will make the motion. I'll make it 185. I will make amendment number 6, 375, and I would make amendment number 7, 1250.
All right, roll call vote.
Okay.
Senator Glimm.
No.
Senator Vance.
No.
Senator Morgeau.
Yes.
Representative Logie.
Yes.
Representative Holmland?
Yes.
Representative Fern?
Yes.
One senator votes yes and two no. Three representatives vote yes.
Motion fails.
So, Mr. Chairman, now I would like to hear from you as to what you think would be reasonable.
Senator Vance, I would move
that. I didn't fail.
What was the count?
It was.
You have to have a concurrence from both chambers.
Oh, yeah,
and we have two senators voting no, so the motion fails.
Okay.
Senator Vance, I would move that Section 5 goes to 195, Section 6 goes to 375, and Section 7 goes to 1300.
Is that a motion so we can see?
Yep, that's a motion.
Okay. Thank you.
Roll call vote.
Senator Glimm?
Yes.
Senator Vance?
Yes.
Senator Morgeau?
No.
Representative Logie?
Yes. Yes.
Representative Holmland?
Yes.
Representative Fern?
No.
Two senators vote yes and one no. Two representatives vote yes and one no.
The motion passes. There be any other business before this committee?
Make a motion to move the bill as amended.
Oh, sorry. I move House Bill 188 as amended once.
Second.
Roll call vote.
Senator Glimm?
Yes.
Senator Vance?
Yes.
Senator Morgeau?
No.
Representative Logie?
Yes.
Representative Holmland?
Yes.
Representative Fern?
No.
Two senators vote yes and one no. Two representatives vote yes and one no.
All right. The bill has, the conference committee report for House Bill 188 has been concurred in by this committee. If there be no further discussion before this conference committee, we are adjourned.